بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the virtues of Tahajjud Salat, as we explained, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought many ahadith with regards to Tahajjud Salat, showing us that this is a very important aspect of our deen, where a person makes it his habit, he brings it as part of his life to read Tahajjud Salat. We find that sleep is something that is dear to everyone. People like sleep, and especially at that part of the morning where a person has to wake up. It's so dear, but he puts something that is more dear to him in front of that sleep, and that is, he puts his Allah Ta'ala in front of him, the love that he has for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that my sleep also can go one side, no problem. In the month of Ramadan, my food and my drink that is so beloved to me, that can go one side. At night, that sleep also that is beloved to me, that can also go one side. But for my Allah, I'm willing to sacrifice anything and everything. Because everything, and ultimately a person, his desire should be to give his life for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore we are being trained all the time to sacrifice for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, because this is a true demonstration of the love that a person has for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If the fact that a person, it's tahajjud time, is the time that Allah Ta'ala is, so to speak, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is offering whatever a person wants, whatever he desires of, Allah Ta'ala is willing to answer his du'as. Allah Ta'ala is in communication with the people of the pious people of the world at that time of Tahajjud. And a person like myself, if he's still going to sleep at the time of Tahajjud, then it shows that the person doesn't really have true love for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person really loves a woman, then at any opportunity he gets, he wants to be in communication, communion with her. All the time that opportunity he has, he'll do that. Why? Because he's in love with that woman. So similarly, if a person is in love with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he'll actually look forward to these moments, these early moments, so that he can talk to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala really is offering whatever a person needs at that time. Who is there that needs anything? I am there to offer it. Allah Ta'ala is offering at that time. Allah is ready to give, but are we there ready to take? عن عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أيها الناس أفشوا السلام وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنة بسلام رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Beautiful hadith of Abdullah bin Salam رضي الله عنه. And Abdullah bin Salam رضي الله عنه, he was originally a Jewish rabbi. He wasn't an ordinary person. Amongst the Jews, he was very highly rated as far as his knowledge is concerned. He was a rabbi of the Jews. And he had come and accepted Islam. He was searching for the truth. If any person is searching for the truth and is sincere, Allah Ta'ala will show it to him. Allah Ta'ala will grant him that hidayat. He'll see the light. He'll see the truth. So he was one type of person like that. Although he was a Jew, but he was sincere. He was looking for the light. And that first meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that I recognized and I realized that this face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I just looked at his face, I realized that this can never ever be the face of a liar. So true this person was in what he was saying. So true he was in what he made mention. And so sincere he was that automatically I made it out. So this was one of the first ahadith that he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As he was coming into the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying these words, and he recorded this hadith, and now today we are hearing these words from Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O people, make salam common. In other words, whoever you know, you make salam. If the person also is a Muslim, but you don't know him, first time you're seeing him, he also you make salam. He's not such that we only make salam to those that we know. We make salam to those that we know, and we make salam to those that we don't know. So this is one of the meanings of make salam common. And all the time make salam. There's no need, I greeted this person this morning, I can't make salam to him again. All the time, this is a very great quality to have. Abu Dawud Bai that passed away, this was one of his qualities that he had in him. He would make salam on everyone, whether he knew the person or he didn't know the person, he would smile and he would make salam with the person. So this is one quality that we are taught in this hadith. Afshu salam. That makes salam common. The next is, وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. Provide food for the people. Whatever it is, people are there hungry, provide food. To whatever extent you can, to whatever extent a person can, he should provide food. And here again, if a person is needy, he doesn't have to be a Muslim person. We're not talking about a person using zakat funds. It's a different issue. Here we're just talking about feeding people. If so long as a person is needy, he'll get rewarded to such an extent that even if he feeds a hungry dog or a hungry cat, an hungry animal also, a person will be rewarded. Anything that has life, a person feeds it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person will be rewarded. So here you see the second part, أَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. They provide food to people. The third thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. And this third thing here ties up with the chapter that we're doing. They perform salat at night when the people are asleep. Perform salah at night when the people are asleep. So this was the third thing. And then the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ. A person does this. He does these three things. أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ. He makes salam common. The second is he feeds people. In general, he feeds people. The third is, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٍ. He performs salah at night when people are asleep. Then, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامٍ. You will enter Jannah in peace. Allah Ta'ala will make it such. You will enter Jannah in peace. Peacefully a person will enter into Jannah. How beautifully the narrator is Abdullah bin Salam, and he's speaking about making salam common. And he's also speaking about how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you'll enter Jannah with salam, with peace. Allah Ta'ala gave us all the tawfiq of making amal. Many hadith, we'll go through it slowly inshallah, so we'll get a chance to digest. So just to take home what today's hadith is telling us, is that a person should make salam common. Whether a person is younger or older, whether he knows the person or he doesn't know the person, so long as the person is Muslim, he should make salam to him. Then we should feed people to whatever extent he can. He should try and feed. Third is, صَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ. Perform salah at night when people are asleep. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us the basharat, if you do these three things, then what will happen? You will enter Jannah in peace. Allah Pa'a give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.